For the next few moments, I want to share something with you that's extremely intriguing called the Hebraic Mystery of the Trump Assassination Attempt, or I should say now, attempts. There's a verse in Acts chapter 12, verse 11 that says this, when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know, but surely that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and all of the expectations of the people, and including the Jews. I'm going to do something today that those of you who are familiar with our ministry know that we have done this for quite some time. As a matter of fact, we've been doing this for about 9 years. And that is this. I'm going to use what is known as a rabbinical interpretation that is not often used in the Christian faith to begin to show you how the Jewish rabbis for centuries have taken biblical numbers and translated them back to the letters of the alphabet and their value. They have taken the symbols that those letters represent, translated them back. And so what you end up with is you end up with the Hebrew alphabet having clues, or what we call hints, to things that have happened or things that are getting ready to happen. So there's a chart right there, and this is what we call Paleo-Hebrew. And just to explain this chart to you for just a moment, if you start on the upper top of the chart, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, He, Vav, Zion, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, and it goes all the way to Tav, which is at the bottom. Now, if you notice, there is a symbol in each one. Look at the letter He, which is the fifth letter. It's like a man with his hands held up. The letter Aleph has an ox's head. You have Dalet, which is actually originally a door or an entrance way. You have Tav, which, by the way, is a symbol of a cross and has been since this was the time of Moses. But you will also notice, for example, let's look at the Aleph. It represents strength or a leader. The Bet represents a house. And so what I'm going to do is I want you to just know that I'm going to use the alphabet. I'm going to use the numbers, like Aleph is one, Bet is 2, Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4, all the way to 400 with the letter Tav. And then I'm going to go from time to time when we get into the Trump assassination attempts, and I'm going to show you the letter, and we're going to show you what the letter means. Now, I want to say something about this, and I'm going to, and the chart is a great, great help for you to see that. I believe personally that there is a form of Hebrew that is spoken in heaven. Acts chapter 26, 14, Paul could speak, they say, about probably all the languages of his day, Aramaic, Arabic, Greek, Hebrew, etc., Latin. And yet Paul said, a voice spoke to me from heaven in the Hebrew tongue. Many people also believe that and this is in early church history, this is in writers of the Reformation, for example, that when Adam was spoken to by God in the garden, it was a form of the Hebrew language. Maybe not the same form they're using today, but very similar to it. And there's scholars that have studied it and said this is absolutely possible because early languages have certain words that to this day are carried over into Hebrew. If you've followed our ministry for any length of time, most of you know that I usually, and I haven't done it yet, and I will, I promise you, I'll put a YouTube video out on the meaning of the Jewish year because I always do that and people ask for it. But most of you know that for 9 years, I would take the Jewish year, not necessarily the Gregorian year, which right now for us would be 2024, but I would take the Jewish year, 57, 58, 57, 81, and I would take this symbolism, just like I showed you, and I would predict to you what that year would bring. The weirdest thing is, and it's not really weird, that's not the correct word to use. The most unique thing is that for 9 years in a row when we did this, there was something that happened that year that I had predicted before the year ever got started. And that became one of our most popular messages every time that we would do that. Now, 2024 is the Jewish year 5784, but on October the 3rd, on our calendar, we entered a new Jewish new year, which is 5785. What I will not do is get into the debate of why the Jewish calendar is a little off from the Gregorian calendar, and technically from the time of the creation of Adam till now has been 6,000 years, literally, according to Unger's chronology and Christian scholars. But yet the Jewish year is from the year 6,000. Now think about it. Just subtract 5785 from 6,000, and you can figure how many years off the Jewish calendar is. And the only answer I ever got for that, I said I wasn't going to tell you, but let's just go there for a minute. The only answer I ever got from that was from my guide Gideon, who talked to a rabbi in New York, and he says, one of the reasons our calendar is so off is because God does not count time when Jews are in unbelief. So the 70 years captivity is not in that time frame. The time of the judges where the Israel was sinning was a long time. It's not in that time frame. That was one of the answers, and I won't go any further than that. We would sidetrack from the thought today. You have 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. You have no vowels. There is no A, E, I, O, or U. Every letter of the alphabet, especially in the early Paleo, from which the modern Hebrew symbols came from, represents something. Aleph is an ox. Bet is a house. Gimel is a camel. Dalet is a door. Vav is a nail. And so in Hebrew class, if you go to a we would call it maybe a traditional Hebrew class, they will teach you the letter. Here's the letter. Here's the early form. Here's the Aramaic form. Here is the value of that letter. Here is the symbol that that represents, or the meaning of that letter. So what we're going to do is we're going to tap into that tonight as we begin to talk about the Hebraic mystery of the assassination attempts on President Trump. Is anybody ready to go there? Come on, I need somebody to help me and tell me that they are ready to go there today. Amen. Now, one bullet changes history. I looked up the price of a bullet, and one single bullet can cost 21 cents to as high as 32 cents. Now think about this. One bullet, 21 cents to 32 cents, can change the course of history. On April 14th, 1865, Abraham Lincoln was shot in the back of the head and passed away the next day. On July 2nd, 1881, James Garfield was shot at a train station. He died 2.5 months later. These are presidents of the United States. On September the 6th, 1901, William McKinley was shot at the Pan American Expo in New York, and he passed away 8 days later. On November 22nd, 1963, and we all know that this crowd would have been aware of this as children if you were a child, President John F. Kennedy, a very loved president at that time, was shot from a book depository in Dallas, Texas. If you have seen this, we're going to review it just for a moment. If you have not seen this, this is one of the most mind-blowing, mind-boggling parallels that reveals a scripture in the Bible that says the thing which has been is that which shall be, and that which has been done is that which shall be done, and there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1, 9, and 10, and then Ecclesiastes 3, I think it's somewhere in verse 15, it says the same thing. So here's what it's teaching you. The wise man Solomon said, in other words, the past is the future is revealed in the past. Somewhere in the past, if you'll go back, it's going to recycle back around, and it's going to be exactly parallel to what the past has been. This is the parallels of the Lincoln-Kennedy history that led up to the assassination of both presidents. Lincoln was elected in 1860, Kennedy in 1960, 100 years apart. Both vice presidents were named Johnson. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808, Lyndon Johnson 1908. John Wilkes Booth was born in 1838, Lee Harvey Oswald in 1939, just about 100 years apart. Lincoln and Kennedy have 7 letters in their last name. John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald, who was the assassin of Kennedy, both have 15 letters in their name. Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson have 13 letters in their name. Both vice presidents were Southern Democratic senators before they were elected. Both presidents had their elections contested, Kennedy and Lincoln both. Both presidents were involved in civil rights. Both presidents were congressmen, 1846 for Abraham Lincoln, 1946, 100 years apart for John Kennedy before becoming presidents. Both foresaw their deaths before they occurred. Both were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head. Both were shot in the presence of their wife. Both assassins were killed before going to trial. Both experienced the death of a child while in the White House. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both secretaries wanted the presidents not to go where they were assassinated eventually. Lincoln was shot in a Ford's theater. Lincoln was shot in a theater. The killer hid in a warehouse. Kennedy was shot from a warehouse. The killer was found later in a theater. Lincoln was shot in the Ford's theater, and Kennedy was shot in a Ford Lincoln limousine. Now, it would take an extreme stretch any time in the past 6,000 years to see two men that had exactly parallel things happen And some of that is 100 years apart from itself. I mean, to me, it's almost astronomical. In fact, somebody did the study of how could two men living this far apart have that to happen. And it was like 1 in 10 into, I mean, there's all these zeros behind it, was just about made it practically impossible. Robert Todd Lincoln was the oldest son of Abraham Lincoln. He was at the time, he was there at the time of his father's assassination and deathbed in 1865. He was with President Garfield in 1881 when Garfield was shot. He was with President McKinley in 1901 when McKinley was shot. In 1901, Robert Todd Lincoln, the son of Abraham Lincoln, refused to attend any presidential function, saying he brought bad luck to presidents. He died in 1926 believing that it was he should never go to another function because it appeared that when he showed up, there was some kind of a curse that would come on presidents. This is a very interesting story. There have been several failed attempts on presidents or people that were former presidents. Andrew Jackson in 1835 was shot at the U.S. Capitol, but the pistol misfired. Theodore Roosevelt in 1912 was a former president who was in Wisconsin, and while campaigning, he was shot, but a 50-page speech in his jacket and his eyeglasses stopped the bullet from coming in. In fact, he would later show the eye case where everything had broke. Gerald Ford in 1975 had two attempts. Some of you may not remember this, that was made on his life, but he had held the country together after Richard Nixon had been impeached. Ronald Reagan in 1981 was an assassination attempt was made on his life, and the bullet ended up coming into his rib cage and 1 inch from his heart, 1 inch from death. But he survived, and without him, communism may have never collapsed the way that it did. And we now know that Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, has survived two attempts. One, of course, in Butler, Pennsylvania, and the other in on his golf course in Florida. And I will simply say this because I've shared with you, you know, how that Reagan dealt with communism, helped it fall. Ford helped keep the country together. It's yet to be seen the assignment of Trump. Now, when people watch this on TV, an election will have happened, and we will know who the president was at that time. But it's yet to see why his life has been spared twice, which is actually quite amazing. Now, what I'm about to show you, this is where we start. I'm going to get right into this thing. What I'm about to show you, and I want to make this clear, and I hope this part of it comes across. We do about 21 minutes on Manifest, that people watching me will hear this up front. What I'm about to show you does not always work every time, every case, with everything in history. What I'm about to show you only happens and only works if the event has huge prophetic implications. Now listen to me. It's very important that you cannot take every event and do what I'm doing and get anything out of it. Ooh, maybe I ought to do President 47, President 48 while I'm at it. No, watch that on YouTube. You need to see this. Pretty interesting. Well, time tells, you know, all these things. Now, so what I'm going to do is a rabbinical method of interpretation. And again, I want you to understand that this only works when the event has something prophetic in the future connected with it. President Reagan on March the 30th, 1981, had an assassination attempt on his life. It was the Jewish year 5741 to 5742. And the reason I say that, you remember the Jewish year changes later in the year. So when you talk about a Jewish year, you almost have to talk about two dates because it comes one date from, we would say, from, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, and then Rosh Hashanah will be in the fall. It'll happen. It'll be a new date, just like we've had today. So here's what I want to show you about the letters and the symbols connected to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was elected on November 4th of 1980. And if we go from November 4th to the time that his assassination attempt took place, the date that it took place at the Hilton in Washington, D.C., it is a total. This is from when he was elected to when the attempt took place. Then on March the 30th, 1981, is 147 days. So from the actual election day, counting one, to the day, and I've double-checked this because I'm dyslexic with numbers. I looked at this. So everybody say this, 147 days. If I go to the paleo alphabet, And I say, okay, what is the number 100? The number 100, as you can see, is Kuf. Kuf, it is the letter on the far right. Then we have 140. The value of the 40th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Mem. Then we have the number 7, 147. And the Hebrew letter Zayin is the seventh number, and that's the, or should I say, it's the seventh, that's the value of the letter. So 147. And then the symbols are underneath those letters. And then we have what the scholars or the rabbis say are the meaning of those letters. So if you take 147 and Reagan is walking out of the Hilton Hotel in D.C. and a man from the side, a little bit behind him from the side, fire shots, and one man, as you know, is wounded permanently, and the bullet ricochets off the door into Reagan's heart, and Jerry Parr, who was in the Secret Service with him, hit him in the stomach. And when a president is walking, if shots are fired, you tend to freeze. So the Secret Service is taught that if you're behind the president and he freezes, you take your fist and hit him here in the breadbasket to bend him down. Now, Trump did a very wise thing. If Trump had not went to the ground, that boy would have killed him. Okay, but he did that. When he knew he was shot, he went to the ground, and then tortoise effect, like the Romans used to do. They cover him with the shield of their bodies. So keep that in mind. So here is Reagan. So Mem meant water, chaos, and blood. Zayin means this is the meaning, a weapon to cut. Kuf means the sun or behind or time. 147. The day Reagan was the attempted assassination is interpreted this way: a weapon that creates chaos and blood coming from behind. Gun, weapon, man shooting slightly behind that created chaos, for temporary chaos, or meant to create chaos by killing Ronald Reagan. Now, does everybody understand how I just did that? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're with me. Everybody saw how I did that. All right. Now, the question that I was in Asheboro, North Carolina, in fact, preaching for Jensen Franklin's dad when this happened. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Brother Kennedy. I was preaching for Brother Kennedy. And I'm at the TV. I'm studying there, and there's the attempt. And I'm saying, oh, my goodness, what is this about? So we now know, I wrote a book. I don't have many of them left, by the way, if you want it, called The Pope, the Eagle, and the Iron Sickle. And it was about Ronald Reagan and the Pope and about Gorbachev and how that they got together. And I won't go into the story. It's very intriguing. But they all got together to understand the significance of communism going down and collapsing and bringing freedom to communist nations. It was called Glasnost, if you'll remember. And there's a lot I could say about that that is very intriguing, but that would sidetrack from my main message on the Trump assassination attempts. But the Pope was, an attempted assassination was made on the Pope, if you'll remember, 44 days after Reagan's assassination. So when Reagan met with the Pope about Poland and about Glasnost and about all the things that they were working on to help, you know, collapse the Iron Curtain, they had one big thing in common. They both had survived an assassination attempt. Now, I know from conversations that went on at the Vatican that they discussed, what is our purpose? They discussed, God kept us alive for a reason. The Pope said, I could have been killed. Reagan said, hey, I could have been killed. So what's the purpose? And through the revelation of God's Holy Spirit to the Pope and to Reagan, they came to the conclusion it had to deal with communism's time to collapse. It was done. And by the way, it started in 1917. It started falling apart in 1987, which is 70 years, which is the same time the Jews were in captivity in Babylon. And God brought them out. Oh, you're going to hear, you're going to get that in a minute. 70 years. And God brought the Jews out. And 70 years, he brought the Russian Jews out. You didn't hear what I just said. Very interesting, to say the least. So Reagan assisted in the breaking down of the Iron Curtain, the Berlin Wall. All these nations began to get religious freedom. Bibles were allowed to come in. Revivals broke out. Jensen and I went to Romania one time after communism fell. I went to Bulgaria several times and had the halls like this were just jammed with thousands of people that had never heard the gospel before. This was in the 1980s, late 80s. Floyd Lahan, myself, and Jensen and others. And it was an amazing thing. thing to see. Now, I received a letter. Let's go into the first Trump assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. I received a letter from a man that I will just call him Scott. I have the email. And he said to me in this letter, I was at Butler, Pennsylvania, the day of the assassination attempt, and he's an ex-military man, and he said something very strange happened. He said, I looked out my window 2 weeks before, and I actually saw an angel, and I'm thinking, whoa, you know, this is crazy. Why is this angel outside my door? Now, remember, he lives right in the Butler area. This is important. So when I received the email from Scott, he said this to me. He said, I was at the Butler rally, and he said, I'm telling you something. As people started gathering together, it felt more like a religious church service, you know, a bunch of Pentecostal charismatics, but it was more like a church service atmosphere. He said it was really amazing, and everybody, there was electricity there. But he said a man walked up to him, and if I read it correctly, what he was saying was he wasn't white or he wasn't black. He was kind of a mixture, and that would mean maybe a darker complexion, olive-skinned man. And he walked up to Scott, and he says, are you a believer? And Scott said, yes, I happen to be. He said, then pray and start praying now. God said, okay. And Scott said, I just bowed my head to pray. And he said, the man bowed his head like this as I'm praying. And I look up and the man's gone. He said, we looked for all the pictures we took of everybody. The man is not to be found. He's not in any kind of photos. And he said, I believe the angel that came to my yard that day was a later manifestation of this man that was an angel of God at Butler. I want to present to you the most anticipated ministry gathering all year long, the Awaken America Summit, featuring myself, Mario Morello, Lance Walnow, Joseph C., and Jensen Franklin. In my first message, you will discover the American Babylonian Antichrist cipher and how this ancient spirit is wreaking havoc on American politics and culture. In my second message, learn how angels and demons battle every 4 years for the destiny and soul of America before our election cycles. You must see the Hebraic letters, symbols, and numbers in the powerful message that exposes the prophetic mystery of the near assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, along with other amazing prophetic parallels. My fourth message was Heaven, Departed Loved Ones, and Death Mysteries, revealing new information and explaining how many mysteries seldom taught by pastors, including new information on what happens 2 or 4 minutes after the death of a person occurs. This is a very unique message. Now, I want you to experience the same excitement of the attendees when hearing and seeing Joseph Zeke explain the last day's apocalyptic foresight that he gave us in his revelation. Just a powerful message. This was followed by Mario Morello's explosive manifesto called It's Our Time Now. Jensen Franklin electrified the assembly of the saints when explaining how you must create your own worship to survive Satan's attacks. Lance Walnow then followed up with his famous whiteboard and taught on the anointing required to defeat the systems of this world. These unedited, now remember, they're unedited. You get them as they were preached. These 8 messages provide over 8 hours of exposés with powerful prophetic insight and practical teaching that will inspire, enlighten, and prepare, and also strengthen you for these last days. The CDs are the audio messages. The DVDs have the message and the pictures, the charts, and also important visual insights. These 8 messages are also available on audio flash drive for your car and also for your home computers. To order your 8 CD set, request offer 24 ME CD for a donation of $55 or more. To receive the 8 DVDs, use offer number 24 ME DVD for a donation of $95 or more. You can select the USB flash drive with the 8 messages by requesting offer number 24 ME USB for a donation of $55 or more. Call 1-888-21-BREAD or go online at perrystone.org. But you can also send a check to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320, and request CDs, DVDs, or USB drive. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Now, this message that you saw an excerpt of gets deeper and deeper as we get into it. Obviously, we can only put up 21, 22 minutes in a 30-minute program. But I want you to hear me for just a second. This was the most requested message in years. And when you hear it and see it and you put it all together, you will understand why. Now, this is one of those that you have to see it on DVD. Now, you can hear it, but a lot of people want to see the Hebrew letters and the alphabet and the symbolism, and that's why the DVDs are important. There are five ways that you can get the conference that we had, the Awaken America conference with all of our speakers. And I want to show that list on the screen, put that 800 number. You can call toll free, go to perrystone.org and order that way, digital downloads. And what we've had to do, we've had to add some different ways of getting our material because so much of the technology is changing like this. I mean, it's changing every 3 months and we're having a hard time keeping up with it, to tell you the truth. But get this, if at all possible, because we want you to be blessed by the messages in the Word. Now, last week's program, I made an error on the Prophetic Summit. Yes, the Prophetic Summit begins on Wednesday, but I said five services on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There are four services. There's two in the morning, one at 2:30, one at night. So I had it messed up. So it's a total of 14 messages. And we've got Mario Morello and Joseph Z and Bill Cloud and Mark Biltz and myself and Jonathan Kahn and Billy Crone. Seven speakers. And this is the one everybody likes to attend. We have 2,000 partners at least that attend this one. So the early bird gets the word. What I would suggest is at the first of the year, go to our website at perrystone.org, and you'll see all the hotels that are available, and you can call, we don't book it for you. You call direct and book wherever you want to stay. We're going to get all hotels in Ottawa. We're going to get hotels all the way up in Athens. We're just going to have hotels everywhere. But the biggest thing is make sure you have a room first. A lot of people will book it, and then they'll try to get a room at the end, and there's no room in the end, man. I mean, there's no room anywhere. And I don't want you to have to do that. You can just kind of get your price range or whatever you can afford to do. But we want you to come to the whole conference. It's a big one. It's a great one. And also, I talked about Warrior Fest last week. And so we're going to be coming to a number of places. The best thing to do is every now and then, once a week, go to perrystone.org itinerary. And you can always see, how many times have I said, I'm in the area. Oh, Brother Perry, we didn't know it. We watch Manifest all the time. Well, you don't watch all of it, because I tell you what I'm going to be at the end of the program. So always watch it to the end to see if I'm coming in your area. And we'd love to have you join us for real. Family's doing great. God is good. And I'll see you next week.
Help amplify Perry's message and ministry by joining the Partner Strike Force today. As Perry's partner, you'll be supporting multiple outreach programs from Perry Stone Ministries, including Worldwide Evangelism, Feeding the Underprivileged, The Manifest Telecast, Creating Books and Media, Prison Ministry, and more. As a Partner Strike Force member, you'll also receive special access to premium events and materials, such as our Partner Strike Force website, live-streamed prophetic updates, partners-only tours in Israel, and more. Go to perrystone.org and sign up today.